As Democrat Cal Cunningham dodges scandal accountability, affair allegations shake up race. By Sean Moran on October 19, 2020. As North Carolina Senate Democrat candidate Cal Cunningham continues to dodge questions about his alleged affairs, the affairs have shaken up Cunningham's bid in the final weeks of the pivotal Senate race. While Cunningham has refused calls to answer his affair allegations, he appeared at a virtual event on healthcare on Monday. During the event, he claimed that North Carolinians' healthcare is in jeopardy if Republicans win in November. While it may be the name Cal Cunningham on the ballot, Cunningham said. He added, "Really, it's your healthcare. That's what's on the ballot." Luke Blanchett, Senator Tom Tillis's RNC campaign manager, slammed Cunningham for refusing to answer questions about his alleged affairs. "The real Cal Cunningham is a hypocrite who disgraced his family, the Army, and the people of North Carolina," Blanchett said. The Tillis campaign released an ad on Monday. Veterans attack Cunningham for allegedly violating the Uniform Code of Military Justice, UCMF, for having an affair with another veteran's wife. The scandal has upended the pivotal North Carolina Senate race. Tillis's re-election could help Republicans maintain their majority in the Senate. An Emerson College poll released last week found that Cunningham leads Tillis by only 1 point, or 45% to 44%. Cunningham's Real Clear Politics polling average lead dropped from 6.6 points to 4.3% as Cunningham's scandal continued to unfold. Adam Meldrum of Ad Victory, whose company tracks online discussions of how Americans discuss elections, said that more voters are talking about the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett than Cunningham's affairs. However, he said that the discussion about Barrett's confirmation would help Tillis in the final weeks of the election. Meldrum said, "Cunningham really had a very neutral to positive sentiment about him not being a current elected official. With the Supreme Court, you saw a dramatic benefit to Republican candidates when that time came up. It was something I think the base really got fired up about," he added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.